Be out on the practice field. Obviously, it was a lot of fun today having our fans down on Nitschke Field. We've had two practices so far in phase three of the offseason program, and I feel like the football team's off to a good, solid start. Every year you go through, you know, the growing pains of a group of men learning to practice together. I would say at this point, compared to prior seasons, we're a little ahead of where we've been, and that's really a credit to the players and the coaches and the amount of work that we were able to get done in phase two. So that's where we stand, and with that, I'll take your questions.
Mike, can you take us through the new team takeaway drill that you started today and the reasoning behind it, the emphasis, and what you're hoping to accomplish there? You've got Josh Boyd intercepting passes.
Well, we have, you know, periods throughout practice that have an emphasis. Team takeaway is a team fundamental as far as we categorize it. And, you know, everybody on the field, every position needs to know how to handle the football. The football is the most valuable part of the game of football. So team takeaway, and we also have, obviously ball security and team tackling is what we start with. So those are three team fundamentals that we emphasize every single day in practice.
Mike, as you guys have had several years now with the new CBA, what you can and can't do, mm-hmm. Have the OTAs taken on any different emphasis or significance?
Well, I wouldn't say that the OTAs take on any more emphasis or significance. I think we're all doing a better job of understanding clearly what CBA tempo is, and that's where you always have growing pains. You have new members into your program. You look at the rookies, they're trying to keep up with the tempo that they haven't experienced before. They're also trying to stay within the tempo that's, the regulation of the tempo that we need to, practice in this time of year. So it's been an adjustment that our veteran players have had a couple of years now to go through. And, I think we're doing a much better job this year than we've done in the past. And, we need to continue to do that, and I think it's a real indicator when you watch practice, just from the basic observation, is when you don't see players on the ground as much, and I think your team's learning to work together in this CBA environment.
Mike, you've talked in the offseason about the defense, and you said, I think, more personnel, less scheme. Did we see some of that?
Yeah, one of the things really as a football team that we've identified was we wanted to operate more of at a lower volume of scheme, and that was really the offense and the defense. The special teams, our scheme volume is where it needs to be. But we also cut probably 10-15% there. But we really went after the scheme evaluation with a focus of doing less scheme and just trying to make sure we have more people available and, creating competition across the board. The big challenge that every team's going through right now, you have a 90-man roster and how you get that roster to 53 plus the practice squad and just have the flexibility. We've learned some hard lessons here of late, the last couple of years, of maybe playing some players that probably weren't quite ready because of a scheme over playing, utilizing your best players. And that's a trap you just don't want to fall into as a coach. So everybody prepares this way. We're just tilting a little more that way than we have in the past.
Mike, do you feel like there's more competition at more positions than you've had here before?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think training camp will probably answer that a little more. I think on paper there's great competition through our team, but I think if I was asked that question in the last 8 years, my answer is probably similar. But this is it's a talented 89-man roster. We're 88 wherever we are right now. As a coach, that's all you can ask for. And this team, every team has a different vibe. Every team has a different level of work ethic. And this is, I want to say it's an experienced team compared to some of our prior teams, just because we've had more players that it seems like, and I don't know what the statistics say, we've been around each other more and clearly understand the expectations. I think the integration of new players, whether it be veteran free agency class that we had this year. I'm trying to be funny. Obviously, that was painful. But integrating them into our program and obviously the the rookies. That seems like that's gone seamless, and I think it's a real credit to your program all the way through when that happens.
Getting back to what Rob said, is having a guy like Peppers and I know Matthews is versatile too. Does it help?
I'm sorry.
Getting back to what Rob said, does it help having a guy like Peppers and a guy like Matthews who can do a bunch of different things? Does that help you to have less
Definitely.
Team, but still be able to be creative maybe?
Absolutely. I mean, I think the more a player can do is obviously not only the value he brings to your football team, but utilizes your creativity as a football coach. So, I've always looked at players, are they a four-down player, a three-down player, or a two-down player? And ultimately, you want to have as many four-down players as you possibly can on your team. Four-down meaning special teams.
Mike, can you give me an update on maybe how Michael Finley is doing, maybe a process with him?
I really don't have any medical updates, and that's obviously what how we've operated this time of year. But, as far as Michael personally, I know he was in town. I did not personally see him, but I have not had any recent conversations with our medical staff about him. My understanding is he's in great shape and he's doing everything he can.
Mike, would you like the NFLPA to find a way to have that rookie premier event at a time where you're not going to have two of your rookie players have to miss practice because of it?
It's in the CBA, isn't it? Well, I'm sure you haven't memorized. I mean, it's my understanding the rookie premier is part of the CBA contract, and I won't touch that with a long telephone pole. So that's part of the legal counsel's. I mean, I have no opinion on this stuff. Do I like that they're missing practice? Yeah, no, I don't like that. I don't understand it either, but, I mean, that's part of a contract. JC's doing a really good job. I mean, I think he's been here every single day since the season's ended. I mean, I don't think there's been a day that I've walked through the locker room February all the way through that he hasn't been here. So, and I think that is really shown as far as the way he's jumped in there. So, so far, so good. I've been impressed with what I've seen. I think Colt's off to. I mean, I think he's like Colt is like all of our guys. They're trying to figure it out. All of our young players, and it's an adjustment. I think it's a little bit like recruiting. You go and you draft a player, you bring him into your program. There's excitement of having all these rookies here, and then there's a little bit of a de-recruiting process where everybody's we ran at it. Our university, we've done the same thing, and you get here, and it's different. So, and obviously, Colt hasn't played. Talking with him personally, he feels like he's got a little rust to knock off. But I think he's transitioning very well.
Mike, what did you see from him to make it known? I mean, that this was worth bringing him in, despite all the background.
Well, a lot of conversation, but really, that's our personnel department does a great job there. And I know personally, I'm excited about having Colt here. You look at our history over the this will be our ninth season as far as the program that we've established. Everybody is excited about helping a young man that's been through what he's been through and forget about the football part of it. We haven't really participated in this type of situation in the past. And Colt just needs to be just like everybody else. But I know people like Doug Collins, Rob Davis, we're excited to impact this young man's life because everything else will take care of itself professionally. So I think this is a real credit to our program. I think this will be a real credit to the resources that we have, and this is what you're supposed to do. Well, I mean, he moves like a young man. Julius is such an impressive person from all angles. Very professional in his approach. Takes great care of himself. You can see that in phase one and phase two, and in the workouts. Then we hit the field yesterday for the first time, and just the way he moves. He looks awesome in 56. I was a little bit worried about finding a shirt to fit him, but we worked that out. But, I mean, he looks very natural at the outside linebacker position.
Mike, with the amount of injuries he had at outside linebacker last season and the demands on that position, threading the tackle, LeBron dropping back in the pass coach, can that be at times the most demanding position on your defense?
Well, when you look at the history and the design of a 3-4 defense and, you know, in the reality of how much we play in our Okie package, you know, we've been averaging, I think, 24% over the last 5 years in Okie. So, and, you know, the NFL has gone more to a sub-personnel game, and that's probably reflective, too, of when teams do play us, of how we play on offense. So, you know, the outside linebacker position, as far as the demands both in base and in sub, do carry some similarities. But the flexibility that body type gives you is something I know I've spoke on continuously here the last 5 years or so, because it's not only what they can do on defense, but what they can do on special teams. It's a very demanding position. Schematically, you know, most of the things that we have done in the past was set up to make that position successful. You know, that's something that we've taken a very hard look at and make sure we're having playmaking opportunities across the board.
You've spoken pretty highly of Micah Hyde in the past. I guess, what do you envision his role is?
Well, when I look at Micah Hyde, I think he definitely is a young man that can be a four down, or, you know, has been a four down football player for us. You know, he made an impact on special teams last year, and you know, he's a very good football player. You know, whether he's playing the nickel, you know, or any other position. So he's a natural corner. So we're giving him an opportunity to be on the field defensively on all three downs.
Thank you.